This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Off the Record with Chivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Grand Bahama News, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316. You can call us also on 325-4259. You can call us in the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. So listen, there is today, as a weekday before the Christmas holiday. There is tomorrow, a weekday before the Christmas holiday. And then there's Saturday, which is a weekend day. And then there's Sunday. And then there's Monday, which is Christmas Day. So we're very near to that day, that where most people celebrate it. Some of you do not celebrate it. That's fine. No judgment on you. No judgment on the people who celebrate it. But most people will celebrate it. Most people will take time out to view Monday, December 25th, as the day on which a celebration of Mass, a celebration of acknowledgement and recognition for the birth of one Jesus called the Christ, a Jewish man of history, whose existence in history is not contested, whose teachings have profoundly impacted the world, so much so that history, historians have decided to use his birth, even though they modify that a bit now, his birth as a demarcation for time. So there, for decades and decades, we would talk about 100 BC, meaning 100 years before Christ, before the birth of Christ, and then we would talk about AD, right? Which would have been, you know, after the death of Christ. And so there is no questioning the profound impact of the person called Jesus on human history. There are people who have done noble deeds in the name of that same Jesus and continue to do so. Educational institutions, medical institutions, social outreaches, governance principles, etc., all on the basis of the teachings of that person. There are some of us today whose lives are governed by, are judged by that same set of teachings of this Jesus Christ, so that whether we do good or bad, we judge whether we are doing good or bad on the basis of the teachings of that Jesus called the Christ. And so me, I could tell you, do not believe that Jesus was born on December 25th. I do not believe. I even verily believe that much of December 25th has evolved as a part of secular tradition. And I believe that a lot of the things around it are secular in nature. But I don't regard them as immoral. I don't regard them as unethical. And I don't regard them as against Christ. But for those whose hearts say, you know what, this day I'm going to take the time and recognize that Jesus was born, and what he means and what he meant to the entire world, I am going to be a part of that acknowledgement. And me and my family, that's what we would do. We would watch the story of Christ's birth, and we take some time out to acknowledge his place and part in our lives. And we take some time out to pray and try to remember that. You know, this is something we would do during the course of the year, whether we're going to church or praying or worshiping or reading or studying the scriptures, etc. But we acknowledge in this period of time, this kind of special extended appreciation of and acknowledgement of and celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. And that's what this for the people of faith, that's what this is about. For people who are not of faith, it's about, you know, it's about the good feelings, the beautiful decorations. It's about the family time. It's about the music. And hey, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Right? Somebody once challenged me and said, "Yeah, well, you know, we don't know when Jesus was born, and y'all are worshiping him and celebrating him on a false day." Well, okay, all right. But is that a problem? Bible says, man looks at the outward appearance. God judges the heart. And so God judges your heart and see, what are you into? What are you doing? And, you know, I don't think God is petty. I really don't. I think that so many people, so many of us got God all wrong, or mostly wrong, or plenty wrong, because we kind of ascribe to him our own kind of attitudes, beliefs, and perspectives on the world. We can be very selfish, very petty, very narrow-minded, etc. We think God is like that. Well, I don't think so. not as I study scriptures and see even the plasticity of God. Yeah, God changes his mind and all. Yeah, some of y'all won't, but God does. He does. You say, but that's not true. What you mean? God was going to kill the whole Israel when he was moving them from Egypt through the wilderness. And he got angry with them, and he was going to kill the whole lot. And he was persuaded not to do so by Moses. He was persuaded. He was persuaded by an argument that, well, if you do this, you know, they're going to say the only reason why you kill all these people is because you couldn't take them through the wilderness, right? And the Bible says, and God repented himself. And there you go. Mm-hmm. So God could do an act. God could do something and decide, I'm never going to do that again. You say, well, that's not true. Yeah, of course it's true. God said, God flooded the whole world. The Bible teaches, that's what the Bible teaches. Flooded the whole planet. Kill all people except Noah and his family. 8 of them, I think it was, in total. And then God said, I'm not going to do this anymore. And put a rainbow in the sky as testimony to the fact that he wasn't going to do it anymore. Don't tell me God can't, don't change, God don't. He does. And I think he's a lot different than so many of us in terms of his empathy, his compassion, his mercy, his grace. Not quite like us. And that is a thing to celebrate. And that's what is going to be celebrated around this Christmas time. So as we go into the holiday Monday, I don't want any hard things today. I'm not doing anything hard today. I'll try not to, at least. But you know, I'm open to your discussions and your comments and questions, etc. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, don't forget with Sodom and Gomorrah too, you know.
I didn't hear
God,
you.
And God was going to try to save them. Remember his bargaining?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, when he said, if you found 40 righteous, would you do it? He said, no, I wouldn't do it if I found 40.
So what about going down and down?
It kept going down. Absolutely. You're right.
Yeah, so you're right. So imagine people. Some people, like you say, some people never change their mind.
They'll tell you that. I was born this way, I die this way.
But the thing about it, they're the same that will go to church.
Well, they sometimes they don't, you know.
Yeah, because don't forget now. A little story, but a little one, but a fellow been in church and his phone rang off. Man, everyone in church, school him after church. Oh, you know, you should have your phone on church. And the man feels so bad. That's how they been to the bar on a bear drop and break. Man, he gets so timid and scared because you know exactly how people in church do him. Man, all the people in the bar come to him and say, man, no way, but that here. We buy you an next meal. And that's the word, racist the church.
Yeah, but one of the good things about this Christmas season is it does highlight some of the more noble attitudes and behaviors of human beings. Eh? I mean, because it encourages that togetherness, that unity, that love, that compassion, that giving. So it's a great time if we absorb the nobility in it. Thanks for calling. If you have another caller on the line, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good evening. How you doing? Right,
go ahead, caller. Hi.
Hello.
Yes. I'm listening to you.
Good evening, Mr. I'm lying. And you know, we get so close. It's the 21st. We got 4 days to go to call it the Christmas. We got a Christmas day. We got a Christmas day to call Christmas. But all I just said, Mr. Lang, I mean, if you give me a moment here, we always refer to God as this he, and this and that and the next. Me personally don't believe that the God that you all refer to as this he human being is the God. My God is Allah, Abraham, Malikam. The God of the universe, all the doggone, everything in the universe, it's God. You all call him Jesus. You call him everything. If anybody disagrees with what you believe in, you start to call them hypocrites. None of you, none of us know who God is. God is the superior being of our existence. The air, the water, and fire. And you're going to stop believing that you all know it all, and you can direct everybody that whatever they think, that
Sparky,
you know everything,
Sparky.
And you are
Sparky, listen, producer,
hello.
Please cut Sparky for me.
No, stop, please, producer, you gotta stop believing that you know everything.
Please, hello, Sparky, you gotta stop believing that you know everything. Where's the producer? I mean, do I have a producer today? Sparky, let me tell you something, man. You have a sour spirit. You really have to check yourself, my brother. You really do. You have to check yourself. Nobody stops you from being able to say what you want to say because you'll mount one of these WhatsApp and you'll go curse the prime minister, curse who you want. But you say what you want. And you expect people to allow you to have a platform to spew your vomit. Nobody wants to do that every single day. Every day, almost practically, Sparky, is when you start the scene where you try to come in with some flattery, and then eventually you go to the same vomit every single day on every single show. I think something's not quite right. Actually, and I honestly pray God will help you do something about your anger. I really do. I pray he will help you do something with it. Because you project on other people all the frustration and anger and challenges of your life. People don't go to bed thinking about you, Sparky, like that. They have their own issues to contend with. And nobody's trying to tell you what to believe and what to do.
You came on the show and you tell people what you believe. You talk with the prime ministers, you talk about the government, you talk about whoever you want to talk about. That's what you believe. And then you want to curse other people for believing what they believe and having a platform to do so. One of the big differences is people aren't going to be as nasty and as rude as you tend to be from time to time and as belligerent about it. All right? You could call me every name in the book. You could tell me all the time, I think I know everything. That's not about me. That's about you. That ain't about me. I know what I know, and I know what I believe. What you are doing, sir, is you're venting from your own stuff, and you need help.
We're gonna take a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Langios. We'll be back after this break.
The lady run into me, Marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust. Explore the RF Secured Balance Fund, designed for long-term financial security. This diversified fund offers both growth potential and a steady income source. Plan for the long term with a recommended minimum investment of 5 years. With over 2 decades of experience, RF Bank and Trust is your expert in preserving and growing wealth. We're your local private bank, connecting you with the best local and international investment opportunities. Don't miss the chance to secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust.
This is Erin Green, wishing you and your family happiness, peace, and mangoes this holiday season and throughout the new year from Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to call us, actually, let's take the call. I think we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Do we still have the caller? No? Okay. If you want to call, you can call on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. By the way, if you believe in Allah, just remember that the Quran refers to Allah as He. In the Quran, Allah refers to Himself as H, capital E. Okay, so, but if you want to refer to God or Allah as something else, that's fine. Please have it your way. So, Monday will be Christmas Day. And people will, for those who can, gather around their families. And of course, the children will look forward to their there are gift openings, and after that, everybody else would look forward to getting some delicious meals. You can talk about the meals in a minute. It's Texas Humph. Tell Sparky just received his Christmas present from the most gracious and beneficent Jesus Christ, because if you wasn't Boy, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. So people will look forward to that that scrumptious meal. So I'm gonna tell you all what our typical Christmas meal is, and then you tell me where you depart from it or where you are the same. So this is typically the Christmas meal. So there's gonna be a baked turkey, of course, stuffed baked turkey with the Naomi Seymour recipe stuffing, which I happen to believe is the best on planet Earth. Forgive my bias. So there's gonna be a stuffed turkey bait, and you know, my mother seasons a whole turkey overnight. A whole turkey. So that's what we do. We season the whole turkey overnight. There's gonna be a ham, a roasted ham. We're going to have that. We're going to have some peas and rice or crab and rice. We're going to have some macaroni and cheese. We're going to have some coleslaw. And there's going to be the availability of potato salad, some plantain. You know, also is going to be included with that. I wonder if I miss anything. And that's going to have some cranberry sauce with it. And then there's going to be they enjoy this. Candied yams. Yeah. I've never eaten candied yams. Never. But that's definitely going to be part of the offering. Now, this isn't always the case, but sometimes, as to my recollection, this is the case that there's going to be some guava duff, right? And guava duff, boiled guava duff. We don't bake the guava duff. You put that in a cheese cloth or some cloth, and that's going to be boiled. And then you're going to have that, not the icing-y syrup, but the running syrup, you know? I mean, it's, you know, and it's going to have some rum in it. And you can taste the rum in it. That's it. So you'd have that too. Of course, there's all kinds of drinks, from every flavor soda to every flavor juice to Vitamalt and, sparkling ciders. And of course, for the people who do a little more mature drinks, there can be some of them too. Not typically these days, but back in the day, there used to be some of that. And that's a huge, huge, huge spread. That's going to be eaten throughout the entire day. So someone says, besides, if Sparky could read Arabic and was a true Muslim, he would read where the baby Jesus defends the virtue of his mother Mary. His text is, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I'm so glad of what you said about how bad Sparky carries on so badly every day on every talk show. Ask him what suggestions he has to make our Bahamas a better place. He needs some love. But he's given some suggestions about parks and stuff like that. So you Tex, are you making my mouth water talking about all this food? Yes, man. Yes, 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 yes. Y'all know how we used to it. Y'all know how we used to it. Y'all been part of that. So they say it's a rum cake. Yes, yes, rum. Fruit cake, I know. Rum cake, no. Fruit cake, I know. Duff with runny sauce, ice cream. Yeah, the children might get some ice cream. Now, also around Christmas time, throughout our home, I don't think it happens these days because my mom is older and, you know, watching eating like maybe more, but we used to have all kinds of assortments of candies, right? You could feast on some candies during the Christmas time, you know, you did lollipop, the candy cane and the varieties of Snickers and Almond Joy and all those kinds of stuff. You have a lot of that around. Nuts, always nuts. You're like that too. You have all those variety of nuts spread all around the place. I say, and O. Henry, yeah, yeah. And what you call it now, the ones with made of the peanut butter, man, the orangey Chico sticks and stuff like that. So you let children go to town. Children and adults could go to town during the course of the Christmas. So you know you're gonna put on some weight, and you're gonna put on some weight and have to deal with it in January sometime. And so on Christmas Day, then you'll open gifts. The children will typically go outside, play up and down, go to the neighbor out on the road and see what the neighbors get. Somebody's always on skates. Somebody's got a brand new bicycle, maybe. Somebody's got a skateboard. Somebody's got some kind of toy gun, some kind of bow and arrow, or some kind of remote control car, or something of that nature. And, you know, they always flashing because Bahamians like to buy the children new clothes for Christmas. So somebody got a brand new sweatsuit or some kind of something to go flash around with. And then round about, I don't know when you all eat on Christmas Day, but we do. By 1 o'clock, we are sitting down eating. And I have to confess, like, we do not and have not for years eaten like this text is 2 p.m. Okay, yeah, 1, 2 o'clock, it depends, but typically past 1 o'clock, everything's ready. We don't really do the sit down around the table. We really don't, right? I mean, some people might be at the table, but we kind of, you get your plate and you go take that wherever you want to take that, right? Because for the rest of the day, you know what's going to happen, right? Visit after visit by family, friends, sometimes even folk. coming to pick. And Bahamians are really interesting, right? This way. People have, like, with your place, there's some particular something they come for. So some people love your macaroni and cheese. So that's what they really come for. They might take a plate, but they come for that. Some people like your stuffing, so they like that. Some people like your peas and rice or crab and rice, and they come for that. And so Bahamians are coming. So all day people be filing through. Then later on in the evening, there's always basketball on Christmas Day. And so, you know, later on, there's going to be some of that going on. And basically, you have that visitation, that hanging out till around 10 o'clock or something. And then at some point around 10 o'clock, 10:30, somebody say, ah, well, you know what that means. You don't need to go. Y'all don't have to go home, but y'all have to get out of here. And for me, when I was growing up, like after all of that, something happens and people dissipate and everybody go their own way. For me, like that Christmas evening got so solemn. It was almost sad because you wondering like, this is it. It's over now. And you know, when I was younger, my sisters and them would be getting ready, depending on when Christmas fall, getting ready to go disco. they can go crack a leg, right? And of course, that was in my speed, my thing, and I was too young at some points with that. And so, but I'd be home, and basically just be me, the Christmas tree, mommy, they might be in their room, and all the older kids gone someplace, and you know, this text is yes, almost like a silent state of depression. Yeah, it's true. I'm telling you. I don't know if that happened to anybody else. Anyone else? I mean, I'm serious. I've experienced that multiple times. Right? And I mean, there's still this feeling because things are so beautiful. The tree is lit. The lights are on, and you know, in the evening they start to cut off all the lights because you want the Christmas lights to be shining. So you're in this darkness with this beauty, these beautiful lights, but you by yourself, you're all alone, and it kind of hits you. Say, yeah, all the gifts have been opened, yeah, and so what? Maybe a couple of them under the tree, not unopened, but just under the tree, opened. And, you know, and it starts to wean and it starts to fade. And and you know, this is it. Christmas essentially, at least for that day, is done. Right? And when you wake up Boxing Day, like, honestly, think about it, right? That's a lot of inertia built up for Christmas Day. And, like, it all goes flat the next day. And so now it's about who you can hang out with and who you, you know, well, of course, yeah, of course, you can go do Boxing Day. You can go do the parade. You can go do the parade, but that's recent development. But you're gonna, and that ain't in the family islands, that's Nassau, right? And yes, lots of people are gonna go. I remember those days going to, you know, I remember, when does John Canoe start now? When does John Canoe start now? Because back in the day, John Canoe used to start like midnight, right? So you used to be, they used to make us go to sleep. They used to make us, but am I right? Right, Junkin used to start midnight, right? Before, right? Somebody said 10 p.m. now, but it used to start midnight before, right? Yeah, right. And so they used to make you go to sleep. Like you never used to go to watch Funk Junkin at 12, but they make you go to sleep, and then you get up like right 3 o'clock. Your eye all gritty, you're sleepy, but you want to go to Junkin. And you could walk if you live close enough to Bay Street, or you drove and got dropped off, and we'd go to John Canoe, man. Listen, and you go listen. Ain't nothing like John Canoe. You walk your legs off. Young people just walk their legs off. And then back in the day, some of y'all spoiled, because back in the day there were no bleachers and stuff for John Canoe. Everybody was standing. And you was walking, trying to make your way through them thick crowd. You gotta, if you have little children, you gotta hold their hand tight because you could lose them. And you walk and you walk and you listen and you watch and you walk and you listen and you watch. And then when the sun started to break, and home, because you know what you want. All you want to do is sleep. Now, I don't know, but y'all go sleep. But for us, when you head home, well, first of all, my mother, for like Boxing Day and New Year's Day, I wonder if it's, she makes all kind of soup, sauces, pig feet sauce, chicken sauce, mutton sauce, all them kind of, yeah. See, y'all know what I'm talking about, right? So you go get your sauce, and then after you get your sauce, you might try later, I'll go try get some sleep with your eye all gritty. Ah, boy, Bahamians, Bahamas, we know how to do it. We know how to do it. What I miss. Now, for the partying crowd, I did miss the liquor. I miss all your drinks. For the smoking crowd, I miss all your cigars. So I might have missed that for y'all. All right, we have some text here. Let me see if we can get to you. This text says, he was in a show earlier today in remote where it was inductees by the host that Sparky was deep in the Guinness brown bottles. And by his commentary just now, it seems that he may be under. That thought hit me too. But so it's good day, Lang. Sparky has some serious issues in tele control that he won't recover. This text says, it's a Lang sound like Sparky already drink a few. Half a lot, he has to respect the shows and stop calling the vent on every show. Keep up the great work. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you very much, and same to you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we continue our conversation. We're keeping it light today, man. We're talking about Christmas and the celebrations and how we do it. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road. Can't proclaim this issue.
Fidelity Canon this year with their new festive giveaway. You could win cash, an iPhone 15, get a bill paid off, PS5, all kind of things. Apply for a loan or an ASUS savings account, and you could win. Try our call them now, yeah? 356-7764.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Merry Christmas! Happy New Year's right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. See you in the new year!
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday afternoon. Christmas Day is coming. Christmas Day is coming. If you want to call us, please feel free to do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me 93043. I have spent all the money I'm gonna spend this Christmas. I lied a little bit. I got a couple more dollars to spend on one or two gifts. Yeah, just a couple more. But basically I'm done. I'm done. I've organized for whatever I needed to organize for and the cash I gave. I gotta keep the reins on. Nobody come tell you. Don't tempt me. I don't come try to tempt me because it ain't gonna happen. This Texas, back in the day, we had them wooden bleachers, and when the beat lock and everybody bouncing on that wood, they creeps. Sweet days, I remember that. You remember that? Boy, I remember when I was minister responsible for John Canoe. Man, let me tell you something. I don't know if it was the Saxons or the Valley Wolves coming down. I don't know which one of the groups. You remember that when they were in unison, those goatskin drums go boom, 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 boom. Man, let me tell you something. When the people used to be on the beaches moving to that beat, and I tell you, because let me tell you something, Bulgy Allen started that more additional beaches in Rawson Square. But I took them way up, right? Way up. So in those days, we constructed them beaches, right? And man, people used to be on them beaches, boom, 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 boom. And then everybody screaming, and they said, ain't nothing like it. I remember one time they say, oh, Stevie Wonder is in the crowd. And then it's, oh, Michael Jordan is in the crowd. I know Rick Fox and all that. People call me looking for tickets for Rick Fox. And it's magic. It's magic. It says, great show as usual, Sparky. Hey, man, I'm not talking about Sparky no more. Say, also, I can't wait for the ham and take you on Monday. That Christmas for me, like, Christmas for me, Christmas Day for me is, I have not for more than 30 years, I have not looked for gifts at Christmas time. That is the truth. For more than 30 years, I'm 56 years old now. I have not looked for gifts. That's not been my thing. I got gifts sometimes, but that was not my thing. I'm the gift giver, but I wasn't looking for them. Christmas time for 30-something years was about that meal. And my mother lived with us for
quite a spell. And so she'd do those Christmas meals. Listen to me. First of all, this woman starts cooking for about, like, maybe 2 days out. She's preparing, prepping, right? And it started with, you could smell them sweet pepper, the onions, and the thyme, and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, and you start boiling them macaroni and, I mean, listen. So your brain and your senses and your taste buds are already being primed for almost a day and a half, 2 days for this stuff, man, right? And in my head, when I'm thinking about Christmas Day and that meal, let me tell you what I think about. I told you all before. I'm thinking about that dark part of the turkey. I'm thinking about that cranberry on the side of that. I'm thinking about that stuffing on the side of that. I'm thinking about that ham. And I good. I mean, I'm going to have me some rice and, you know, I don't eat nothing with mayonnaise in it, so I don't bother with that. But that's what I'm thinking about. And I'm thinking that the combination of a piece of turkey with a piece of ham, some cranberry, and that stuffing. Oh, sugar. Mm. So your boy will put it down on Monday for four meats. Four meats you can have on Christmas Day. There's turkey, there's ham. What other meats you can have on Christmas Day? You're all doing some fish and stuff too, eh? and I'm not gonna you would eat yourself full. You would eat yourself full, right? But I'm not doing that no more. I'm not doing that. That's because you have indigestion and all that kind of stuff. Now, when you see, I didn't mention this, but by 4 or 5 o'clock, that turkey has been raided. Much of its meat gone. But that ain't the end of that. Now, y'all tell me, let me see how many, I know some of y'all is pretty sophisticated. Really, y'all is people because y'all are professional people, working bank and working insurance company and just lecture at the university and all this kind of stuff. And now y'all big shots. Let me ask some of y'all. How many of y'all be waiting for that turkey bar? How many of y'all be waiting for that turkey neck? Tell me, come on. Let's speak the truth and shame the devil. How many of you want to break that turkey drumstick leg to get it done tomorrow? Speak the truth and shame the devil. I can tell you, I'm one of them. I want me piece of that back. And I want it where some of the stuffing still trapped in that back. Oh, that's a whole meal in and of itself. Just sitting right there, eating that back. Am I talking nonsense or you know what I'm talking about? Of course, depending on the circumstances, you could save some of that because that could be good for some soup and so forth and so forth. But I am going to ravish the bone of that turkey. I can tell you that. And I ashamed to tell you all that. I look forward to it. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang and Bahamas, and peace and blessings of the Christmas season. It is so sad to hear folks like your first caller lamenting in what I term as absolute ignorance. Absolute ignorance and silliness, I suppose. Sparky is crying out for help, and maybe that is his way of asking no ill feelings towards you, Sparky. But you're a grown man who lift high the standard, my brother. This text is not really, Mr. Lang. As a child, was sent to bed early so that I wouldn't be tired for junk canoe. So you were sent to bed early? That's what I'm saying. We were sent to bed early so we wouldn't be tired for junk canoe. But I mean, if they send you to bed, like say 9 o'clock, even 10 o'clock, and you got to wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, you ain't going to be the freshest human being on planet Earth. You know, but that's what they used to do. They used to send us to bed early so we could get some sleep before junk canoe. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. Do you still use the coconut rum to flavor your rice? I tried that after you mentioned it years ago and never stopped since. Absolutely. Absolutely. Isn't it a great flavor? Huh? Fantastic flavor, right? And smell. Oh, my goodness. And I didn't know if I told you, you could put that in your soup too. You could put that in your pea soup. Yeah.
Y'all get one of my mommy's secrets. I'm not giving you all that. I'm not giving you all that that stuff and recipe. But one day, I'll have you come and sample it. Says, Mr. Lang, one of the most meals to gather in the car or van and ride around different neighborhoods looking at Christmas lights. Yes. Yes. For real. Guess what? I do that in the States. I go to States and I go to them neighborhoods and I go look around at Christmas. Oh, some of them people elaborate. Oh, says, I applaud the government for their efforts, but it doesn't seem as though individuals are as interested as they once were. Perhaps the light bills are a factor. Could be. Say, Lang, I have my Barry seasons for the Xmas. Barry seasons? Oh, Barry, as in Barracuda? You a Barracuda on Christmas Day? Well, you was a risk taker. I wish you well, but I mean, sweet Barry is sweet Barry. Says people who is eat turkey back is eat fish head. Of course. What's the problem? You don't eat fish head? Man, the sweetest part of fish is the head. And the second of eye. Woo! Second that eye, and there's something wrong with you. You need to get with the game. Fish head, fish tail. I'm not a big fan of the body of the fish, but fish head and fish tail, oh, sake, sake. Love it. Love it. Listen to me. I don't know what y'all think about me. I can't. But your boy ain't no hoity-toity when it comes to eating. I am not hoity-toity. I'm not a fan of steak. I'll eat it from time to time, but not a fan of steak or thick red meats or stuff like that. Not a fan. I love me some fish head, man. I love it fried, stewed, boiled, broiled, steamed, you name it, right? I love me some chicken back. I love dark meat, even though I ease up on it nowadays more. So I try to get the rib and the breast, so, you know, be a little healthier, the wings and so forth and so forth. I love pig feet sauce. I'm gonna, lie, right? I love a pig feet sauce. Love it, you know? And I love gizzard. I don't do the liver, but I love me some fried gizzard. chicken feet. I will do a chicken feet sauce. Chicken feet sauce. I would do it. Right? And so, I mean, your boy just ain't hoity-toity. When I was a minister of state for finance, one day I was at my barber shop. Fella asked me, Mr. Lang, what you doing here? I said, ordering a chicken fried jar with extra ketchup. He said, man, I didn't know you always eat like that. So you stay right there then. So the dinner for me on Christmas Day, that's it. That's my look forward to. And then just kind of hanging out. Even though I have to confess that as I got older, like I don't prefer the big crowd company so much. I could take some of it. And then, I'd prefer to retreat to my smaller family, immediate family, hang out and what have you. But these days the children them all over the place, man. They all over the place. They all over the place. They was with me last year, but they all over the place now. They what in the world is chicken foot sauce? What? You ain't never taste chicken foot sauce? Oh, we can talk to you, but that when we come back, because you never eat chicken foot. exactly what it says. Just how you make chicken sauce, you just use the chicken foot instead of the chicken meat. That's what chicken foot sauce is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a break for news. And when we come back, we're going to continue to have a light discussion on our traditional ways of celebrating Christmas Day, which is coming up Monday, December 25th. God spares life. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after this news break.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been can't down the same road.
We'll be right back.
Gentlemen, to Z Live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Some days these devices we got on planet Earth just get on my last nerve. Welcome back. So glad you could join us. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers to do so are 323-6232, that's 323-6232, or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, that's 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043, that's 439-3043. You remember those big cast iron, but I don't know, them big cast iron baking, like they for baking turkey in them, right? The black ones. Sometimes they used to have the speckled white on it, what have you. Let me tell you, those pans for baking turkey, excellent. They're excellent. They allow that turkey to roast with such tenderness and all the juices still in them. And listen, man, if you don't have one, I recommend it. That open bacon, you know, we put foil paper over it for a time, and then that's okay too. That'll wake awake, but that black cast iron, that's really something. So, Mr. Lang, all this Christmas excitement, you caused me look at one of my gifts under the tree. Now I need clear instructions how to tape it.
When faced with an illness like cancer, Get Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Get ready to jingle all the way to Christmas with Fidelity's Festive Giveaway, with over $10,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs. Apply for a loan or open an ASU savings account for a chance to win big. Visit any of our branches for more details. Terms and conditions apply.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
Hi, this is Shivago Lang, host of Z-Live, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year from Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Time to put my life back together.
back, ladies, and welcome back to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today. I'm sorry for that interruption. Producer said, you know, you logged off, right? And I was busy telling y'all all my business. I don't even know where you didn't hear me say anything. But I was asking if anybody saw the long line of cars going to the it's a Fox giveaway. It's some kind of giveaway sponsored. I know it's been going on for a little while. I've not been myself really steeped in the details of it. But is that something that was intended or is intended to give support or help to people in need, or is this really just a general giveaway and it didn't matter, you could come? Because if that many people in cars, these are not people walking, these are not people biking, these miles and miles and miles waiting on that giveaway, man, listen to me, if that's for real, then the social situation in the country in terms of people's hardship is much more, it's serious. If people feel inclined to wait on those very long lines for that, that's something. I mean, and somebody says they're sending me more videos. I mean, I'm talking about miles and miles and miles, miles and miles of cars, people lining up. I mean, like, what are they giving away? What are they giving away? Ham, turkey, giving away what? Food stuff, gift certificates. What's being given away? Anybody knows? I really want to say I don't know. So, you know, it's really something. But that's not to say there are not people who, like, lots of people. Let me see if I could straighten this out first, though. So, there are people who have been unemployed for extended periods of time in this country, in the thousands. I heard the news story, that was saying that the Red Cross was saying how they were unable to give as much support this time around as they would have done in times past. And then in that same story, reference was made to the fact that despite the unemployment being down, how, you know, it seems like the load in terms of people's need and desire to get help is that much higher. And this is where understanding the definition of unemployed is helpful, okay? Because unemployment, let me see how I can say this in a way where some people who don't understand it don't come back to me and say, oh, you, what kind of definition you get? Everyone who is not working is not considered by the Bahamas National Statistical Institute when they take the labor force survey as unemployed. Everyone who is not working is not unemployed. You say, well, that don't even make no sense. Okay, a retired person is not working, but they're not unemployed. And so there you go. That's one category. A retired person who is not working, but they're not unemployed, right? And I'll tell you why so on. And then there are people who are not working who are also not unemployed. Why? Because they're not looking for work. You said, well, why wouldn't somebody who's not working not be working for work? They could be workers. They just decided, ain't nothing out there. I'm not working. I'm not looking. And in the definition of unemployment by the Bahamas National Statistical Institute and every other institute that takes labor statistics, in order for you to be considered unemployed,
You have to be actively looking for work, and typically within the last 3 months of being asked. You have to have been looking for work. So even if you said, I was looking for work 6 months ago, but you stopped looking for work 5 months ago, when they take your information, you will not be regarded as unemployed, even though you're not working. So just because the unemployment rate went down doesn't mean your jobless or non-working numbers didn't go up. Because you could have now more discouraged workers than you had before, which would increase the not working group, but the unemployed group would go down because those people who went into the discouraged can now be regarded as unemployed. So that's why I've said to yourselves for some time now that our economy is recovering nicely out of the pandemic, but this economy is not where we need it to be, not by far. Far too many people can't find work. Far too many people underemployed. Far too many people can be regarded as the working struggling. And so the economy has to have more buoyancy, more dynamism, more expansion to be able to loosen up the situation for that number of people. So you can tell people are looking for whatever they can get. And so they're out there. If you're offering, they are trying to do it. Right? We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Get ready to jingle all the way to Christmas with Fidelity's festive giveaway with over $10,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs. Apply for a loan or open an ASU savings account for a chance to win big. Visit any of our branches for more details. Terms and conditions apply.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Erin Green wishing you and your family happiness, peace, and mangoes this holiday season and throughout the new year from Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday noon. So there's just the remainder of this day, tomorrow, Saturday. I don't know how many places can be open on Sunday for shopping, but hey, who knows? And then the next day, it's Christmas Day. You all know, like on New Year's Eve, on Christmas Eve in the United States of America, you can go all kinds of places to, like, if you have last minute shopping and stuff like that, to do all them shops and stuff will typically open. Do you know that, like, the day before Thanksgiving is not like that? Most places are absolutely closed in America. Not Christmas Day, not Christmas Eve, but Thanksgiving Eve? I've experienced that. I'm talking about even my daughter experienced that. There you running all up and down the place, close, but not on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, they still be open. I don't remember what happens if Christmas falls on Monday, whether stores are still open on Sunday. What y'all think? I don't know. I doubt that very seriously. So you got a couple of days to finish doing what you have to do. I do not get, like, people are shopping, okay? People are up and down on the streets. There's no question about. And maybe, you tell me, maybe it's just me, but you think Christmas is as hyped as it used to be? Or maybe it's just that we grew older and it's and the hype. You think even among children it's as hyped? My son says so. My youngest, my 15-year-old, he says he still gets up for Christmas. He says it's hyped for him. But do you think we lost something? Or you think we just got older? What do you think? Are you as hyped? Do you get up for Christmas the same way? Or because you ain't as loose with your change, you don't have that kind of money, then some of the hype may go down for you. What do you think? I used to feel Christmas. I mean, like, really, I mean, intensely feel it. I don't intensely feel it like that anymore. I'm more reasonable Christmas. I feel it, but I more reason it out. I have to do things more so than anything else to get myself really in a Christmas mood, you might say. Right? I used to do all the work. We never used to pay all the bills. Other people used to make Christmas for us. Now you have to make Christmas. And I would say for some time now, maybe it's 4 or 5 years, it's been different. It's been different. It's felt different. Not felt bad different, but felt not as good different, or not as jubilant different. And so, like, now I, 2 days in, I'm not running up and down doing anything. I saw some people try and find this last minute. This lady was in a plumbing shop that had some decorations, and she's trying to get some particular color decorations, but the color was only on the people them decorated tree, and she was trying to get that stuff off the tree. I'm not in that kind of Christmas space. I mean, whatever had to be done, needed to be done, has been done, and because my folks are going to be all over the place, you know. I baked 3 turkeys this year already. No, I'm not doing another turkey, not for a year. I'm done. This text says, so yes, that is what I said. The government should look at how bad our situation of hurting is in our country, okay? Texas lying, the problem with the long line, some of those people don't really need it, and that's sad. That's what I'm asking, though. Is it supposed to be for people who need it, or did they just extend an invitation to people to come? This text is, Mr. Lang, not everyone who towed the line was in need. Sadly, once free things are being given away, the masses will show up to collect. Listen to me. I would have to be really in need to spend that much time on that long a line. I really would. I would have to be in a real need to do that. It's a good day we just got old and we're the givers now. That's what it is, eh? That's what it is. We the ones that have to carry that responsibility, make everything happen. And that's a load. It can be a load if we allow ourselves to be overwhelmed that way. I have found myself, not, you know, like I, before, I'd have an impulse to, you know what? I should get something to put in that spot. Or, oh, geez, I should get, I need this, I need that. And I would go and I would do it because this is a part of the Christmas thing. I don't do that no more. Now I look for alternatives. I look for, do I really need that? No, man, we could do without that. Or I find some other way to do it. Like, that's my mode now. My mode is like really spend only if it is required or makes sense to do so. But if you could find another way, for instance, I might feel like eating something. Like, I might even feel like eating grouper, right? And I could have some jacks or some snappers right in there. And I might even tend to go to the door to say, let me go see if I can find a small grouper, right? And then now my check system is, man, Chicago, seriously? Seriously? Like, man, go stew that snapper and what have you. And it works. And it works. That's my mode now. I mean, like, if you think about all the money we spend on impulse, you today, if you had that money, if I had that money, man, we'd be sitting in cash, rolling in cash. We spend a lot of money on impulse. We spend a lot of money because we're disorganized. Right? We spend the money in gas because we're running up and down all over the place several times because we weren't organized enough to know, should I go in the kitchen, see what I do not have, and then make a list and then decide to go to get what I need. We also spend a lot of money, waste a lot of money because we go there and because it's Christmas, we, you know, on a big load of, big load in your cart. And you're buying a lot of perishable stuff, fruits and vegetables. Listen, if you don't fix your fruits in a way that your children can easily, readily, and want to consume it, you're going to be wasting them. The orange is going to sit right there and get moldy. You're not orange, just go on the outside, get green mold and so forth. The apples inside there and rot, right? The bananas can be right there until they black on the outside. For them children, unless you make it a point of like maybe cutting them up into small pieces and making a fruit salad or something out of it and giving it to them for dessert or something like that, them children, them ain't choosing fruit as a natural dessert or a snack. They're going to go to the cereal in the cupboard and go get cereal and that kind of stuff, and it's going to be wasted money for you. You waste all that spinach. You waste all that kale. You waste all those cucumber and stuff because they sit right in the fridge there and rot. Oh man, we gotta avoid that kind of impulse. Let's be organized. Let's be better planners, and make this thing work for us in a better way. Don't waste all that food you're gonna cook this Christmas. Learn to invest in containers. Learn to invest in them Ziploc garbage bags, and I know, but the rest of y'all call me cheap if you want. I don't throw them away. When I didn't use them, I'd wash them. I wash them again. I wash them in some nice boiled water, and I wash them, get them dried out, and I'm going to use them again. I'm going to package my food, put my food away in them, and I'm gonna make it a point to eat the food that I have left over. I'm going to make it a point and save some money that way. Because going to the food store, you know, all the time, that by the time as you're done, you then spend $600, $700, $800 and don't even realize it. Easily, easy, 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 easy. spending day after day after day after day, but replenishing this and replenishing that because it wasted and all that kind of stuff. You don't want to do that, man. By the time as you, if you save that money up to the end of the year, you could be sitting on thousands of dollars. And that's the God honest truth. You could be sitting on thousands of dollars. I saw somebody sent me some information about what happened to them in one of the food stores. I'm not prepared to go call any names at this point, but it seems as if you need the point the person was making was please check your receipts. Because your receipts, the items should match what you actually walked out of the store with. Right? The number of items, the price of the items, and the total should match what it was you intended to purchase and what you actually purchased. Otherwise, if you're not careful, you could end up with spending more money than the actual items you got out of the store. So that makes good sense. Always check your receipts. And that's any store. That's not just a grocery store. That's any store you go in. You want to check your receipt. If the people them tell you the chain was supposed to be $135, check your receipt. It might be $135 with VAT, check that. But if it's you end up paying $200-something, you're like, what explains that? Find out why. Check your receipts. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break. And when we come back, we'll wrap up. We'll be back after this final break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Spice up your taste buds this season with the new Jalapeno Rodeo Burger at Burger King Nassau. Each bite of the Jalapeno Rodeo features a classic flame-grilled beef patty, pepper jack cheese, crunchy fried onions, and a spicy jalapeno kick. Topped with barbecue and chipotle sauce served on a sun. The Jalapeno Rodeo Burger is even tastier in a combo with our new half-seas, half onion rings, and half french fries with a drink. Or cool it down with the new and delicious creamy floats collection at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust. Explore the RF Secured Balance Fund, designed for long-term financial security. This diversified fund offers both growth potential and a steady income source. Plan for the long term with a recommended minimum investment of 5 years. With over 2 decades of experience, RF Bank and Trust is your expert in preserving and growing wealth. We're your local private bank, connecting you with the best local and international investment opportunities. Don't miss the chance to secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, sino.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Dwight Strawn with Morning Blend. On behalf of the crew and my co-hosts, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and an incredibly blessed and prosperous New Year.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us for these remaining moments of the show. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Are there any vegans out there? Anybody, any vegans? Like, what do vegans do on Christmas Day for Christmas meal? What does a vegan Christmas meal look like? Because there's no ham, no turkey, you know, no fish. What does a vegan, Bahamian vegan, do for Christmas? I'm curious. What would that look like? Anybody? I know what a pescatarian might do, you know. So let me see if I were doing a vegan Bahamian Christmas meal. So we could do the peas and rice. Oh, somebody's giving me so spelt vegan monk fruit cupcakes. Oh, keeping your okay. Oh, that's the dessert. That's a spelt vegan monk fruit cupcakes. Okay, but what's the meal like? So you could do the peas and rice, I assume, because that's okay. You could do the coleslaw, I assume, like unless the mayonnaise is an issue, because that might have some eggs in it. You could do coleslaw but not use the mayonnaise. You could do vegan macaroni and cheese. Okay, so vegan macaroni and cheese you could do. Okay. Now I know any number of mushrooms you could use to make a kind of meat like something. Yeah, so peas and rice I got. So we got the macaroni and cheese, vegan macaroni and cheese, the peas and rice. So this is a very knowledgeable person. So tofu. So tofu as in, like, how is that prepared for Christmas? Like, I mean, like I said, I know there are mushrooms that you could use tasty like meat because it even can mirror the texture of meat and even and to some degree look of meat, so I know that is possible. Yeah, the tofu can be used as meat. Okay. So that'd be your meat instead of the turkey and the ham. Okay. So it's possible. It's conceivable. It's conceivable. I have had. Well, by the way, I'm not eating meat now. Right now, I mean, like, leading up to a period. So I'm not eating meat now. And when I first started out with that, it was rough trying to do that. But I'm not vegan. I'm just not eating meat. So like today, I had a burrito. With avocado and beans and spinach, I did have some eggs, right? The Seventh-day Adventists are not vegans, eh? They're not vegans. They are. Some of them may be. Some of them are vegetarians. And some of them, I assume, may be pescatarians. But I'm sure they could help. Not that I'm trying to do a vegan. I'm trying to do a vegan. But I was just curious to see what a vegan meal like that would be. But I imagine, listen to me. When you eat the way we typically eat on a Sunday and on a Christmas day, when you finish eating, you feel weighted down, you feel luggy, you feel sleepy because we've put so much carbohydrate in that thing. And so the rest of the day is kind of lazy, laid back, and what have you. For one day, something that's okay, I imagine. But doing that with regularity, that's a problem. So there is a huge difference in the way you feel when you eat differently, though. When you prepare your food differently, when you eat differently, so that you are not overloading yourself, getting insulin spikes, and so forth and so forth. So I imagine a vegan meal on a Christmas day might give Bahamians a very different feeling in the evening, in the afternoon, than they would typically know, because y'all know just how we go when we're done with that Christmas meal. The only thing we want to do is lean back and snore for a couple of hours. This text says, totally agreed. I went into Whole Foods one time, and I ate from Whole Foods basically what I would eat at home on a Sunday. And I noticed that when I was done, I didn't feel luggy, I didn't feel sleepy. In fact, I felt energized. Now, it was typically the same thing. It was rice and some meat and some, even the macaroni and cheese or what they had. But my understanding is that the way they prepare the stuff, the oils that they use and stuff like that, is differently prepared than we might do it. And that has a different effect on the body. Right. So I imagine that it's possible to still, if you're going to eat your meat, to do it and not be as lucky. So here's what I want y'all to try. Firstly, Bahamians, my fellow Bahamians. Firstly, how about we add some real grains to our Christmas meal? How about we do that? Right, and you can add a delicious sauteed set of greens, whether that's a spinach or beans or broccoli. You know, don't boil the broccoli till it smushy washy. Right, the way to prepare broccoli is you boil that water, and you drop that broccoli inside that water for about 60 seconds or so. That's really it, because the closer to raw you could have the vegetables, then the better. So how about we prepare some real vegetables, carrots, you know, beets, sweet potato, right, for our meal, so that half the plate has the vegetables on it. Handful of the turkey, ham, a handful, if that's what you're going to do, if you're going to do it, a handful of the turkey and the ham. So that's, you got your protein, you got your vegetables, half the plate is the vegetables, and you got your carbohydrate, that's your rice. Now, here's how you can do macaroni, you can do a little piece of macaroni, right? That's your cheat, a little piece of macaroni. Now, here's what you're going to do. You're not going to eat the macaroni first. That's what we do. We pile into the macaroni and the rice. Don't do that first. Don't eat the macaroni first. Eat the vegetables first. Or eat a good bit of the vegetables first, right? And then eat some of the meat. And then go to the carbohydrates. Why? That order of eating, that meal, is going to slow down the digestion of your meal, in particular of the carbohydrates. And that's going to cause you not to have a sugar spike. That's going to cause your insulin to spike. And that's going to cause you to have that energy crash later on. Right? So how about we try that this Christmas? You got it? You got the order? First of all, half the plate vegetables. Somebody text me and say, yeah, I'm on board. Text me and say, I got 2 minutes here. Text me quick. Half the plate is vegetables. A handful, a quarter of the plate, carbohydrates, so you got to split that between the rice and the macaroni and stuff it. and then you have your handful of meat. So you have your turkey and you have your ham.
Now the next step is, and we're not drinking while we're eating. We're not drinking, folks. No drinking. So now you eat your vegetables first, or much of it first. Much of the vegetables is that gonna. So everything else you eat is gonna sit on top of that vegetable. Then you have your protein next, and then you go to your carbohydrate. You can mix them up after that, and eating it for 20, 30 minutes afterwards. And tell me, let's talk about how you feel when we come back from the show. So I have one text says I'm in. I got one thumbs up. I think that thumbs up for telling me that's the way to go. So listen, man, y'all, tomorrow will be the last Friday before Christmas Day. And you know how we do it on Friday. And so thank you for listening. God bless. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow if he spares life. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivara Lang, your host. Take care.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.